Menachos, chapter 11, Mishnah 5. Hashulchan Arka Sarah Barachboi Chamisha. The table that the showbread was on. It was 10 tfachim long and 5 tfachim wide. 10 long, 5 wide. Lechem Apanim Arka Sarah Barachboi Chamisha. And the showbread was the same. It was 10 long and 5 wide. So Noisin Arka Keneged Rachbo Shel Shulchan. So the way they would do it, they wouldn't put it the same way on the table. They would turn it so that the length of the show of the bread was going across the width of the table, space. But now obviously it was going over the edge. V'koifel tfachayim u'mechetze mikan u'tfachayim mechetze mikan. And then they would fold up 2.5 on this side and 2.5 on that side, so that it looked like that. Right, you can see that picture over there, that it was folded up on each side so that it fitted. Right, because it was five, it itself was five, and the table, it itself was 10 long, the table was 5 wide, but they folded up 2.5 and 2.5 on either side, so they made up the other 5, and then it fitted nicely across the width of the table. Nimtza arko memale kol rachbo shel shulchan. So it came out that the whole width of the table was filled up with the showbread, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Ashulchan arko shneim asar v'rachbo shisha. He says the table was bigger. It was 12 long and 6 wide. And lechem apanim arko asara v'rachbo chamisha. And the bread was 10 long and 5 wide. So noisnin arko keneged rachbo shel shulchan. So he says the same thing. They put the bread, the length of the bread, across the width of the table. V'koifel tfcha mikan, tfcha mikan. But then when they turned it up on each side, they only needed to turn up 2 on each side, not 2.5. Because according to him, the table was 6, and the showbread was 10. So if you turn up 2 on each side, the 6 plus the 4, so it fitted across the width of the table properly. Lost my place here. So that's Rabbi Meir. And then what would happen according to him, so according to him you would have 2 tfachim between the 2 showbreads now, because the table was 12 long, but the width of the bread was only 5. So you'd have 5 and then a space of 2 and then the other 5. So according to him you'd have a space of 2 between the two showbreads that were next to each other. Abashul Oimer Shamha Yunosnim Shnei Bezicha Levoina Shalechem Apanim. In that space of 2, that's where they would put the frankincense, says Abashul. So Amrulai, but they sit in Valokfar Nemar Venasata Al Hamareches Levoina Zaka. Doesn't it say that they're going to put the Levoina on top of the showbread, not next to it in the space? So Amalahin, he answered them back, Valokfar Nemar Va'alav Mata Menashe, that upon the tribe of Manasseh, it's talking about over there, is that the tribe of Ephraim camped, we know it's next to, but it uses the word Al. So Abishul answers back, he says, you see, the word Al can also mean next to, and therefore you can't learn out from that pasuk exactly.